Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on this abbreviated Sunday edition. I do a four-hour weekday show and, of course, come in every Sunday for 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific. Don't want to leave out Mountain, 3 to 5 Mountain. Okay, today, this evening, we're going to have wide open phones throughout the entire show to discuss the banker takeover, the private Federal Reserve, private New World Order takeover of the world banking system, which they already directed and had almost total control over. But now this is the private global banking cartel known as the New World Order by themselves. They're self-announced New World Order world government pushers to implode every Western government's finances, to bankrupt every state and subdivision of those nations, including the 50 states and territories here in the United States, the possessions, and to bring in a new world banking system where you will buy carbon credits from the private central banks, where you will pay international taxes. They stage the crisis. They engineer the implosion, and then they offer the solution, greater control. Years ago, we told you how this would play out. We even told you it would happen in 2008, 2009, because we have their own documents, IMF and World Bank documents and others. And we even broke down that they would then propose a world government, a new world order run by the private banks where you pay your taxes directly to them. And exactly what I wrote in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, 6 years ago, published in early 2002, the last chapter, about 30 pages. You can read it free online, by the way. It's almost out of print. You can still get the book at Infowars.com. Got about 300 copies of the original 15,000 printed left. And it's all right there in the final chapter. And because we've predicted all of this and done hundreds of radio shows on it and laid out all the facts, just like we predicted the 9/11 attacks against the World Trade Centers on record, on radio and TV, the credibility continues to explode and to rise everywhere I go. And basically the majority of people I even talk to, it's becoming insane, are listeners to the radio show. I went to the gym today, a gym I've never had a membership at. My wife got me one, and I ran into about eight people. It was dead, and half of them said, hey, I listened to the radio show on the Internet or on a local affiliate. I had Chuck Norris on this week. We just call him up. They say, sure, we'd love to come on. Start talking to Chuck. He goes, I've been listening to the show for many, many years. We listen every week up in Dallas when I'm out of town. I listen on the Internet. I mean, it doesn't matter. Everybody I run into listens. This is insane. I mean, what is going on here? I better do a really good job because I tend to underestimate the amount of people we reach here. Oh, it's amazing. I mean, sure, I can make a documentary, and it conservatively will be watched by 10 million people in the first month that it comes out on the Internet, just from the different places we have to gauge. And then it's passed around endlessly on different file-sharing networks, and the radio shows are put up on YouTube and Google. People put video to them, and millions watch those every week. We know that about 100,000 people a day now download the free podcast at the end of the show each day. We know that just with our affiliates out there, we have about 2 million listeners during the weekday show throughout the 4 hours, and about 1.5 million on the weekend show as it grows, just on rated AM and FM stations. And so it is an amazing responsibility that I have just to really come to grips with the fact that this show was already huge, but it is growing exponentially. And that is happening because you, the listeners, are spreading the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that's why the federal government openly says they want to shut down the freedom of the Internet and restrict free speech and not allow you to have access to radio shows like this, because the mainstream media is dying. The alternative media is exploding like a hydrogen bomb and taking everything with it in its path. All the lies, the corruption, it's being completely discredited. And I'm only one small part of this, the thousands of pieces of the puzzle that make the alternative media, but we are the biggest piece out of those thousands of pieces and a key focal point, so it's a great responsibility. Enough about the show. You can listen to the Chuck Norris interview, by the way, up at Infowars.com. It is posted there, along with Governor Ventura was on for over an hour this week. He's going to be doing a big TV show on True Channel, True TV. And, well, you'll see what develops out of that. If I'm going to be a sidekick on that. The program was originally pitched with myself in the pilot, but I never really talked about that because the pilot was not put on True TV. But Jesse Ventura, it looks like, is going to get the show on True TV. So that is very exciting. And he is coming down to Austin on the 26th, invited down by Willie Nelson and myself to be speaking at an event Willie Nelson's having at the last backyard concert before they move. And so that event's already sold out, but I will be speaking at that event. And Willie wants me to put it free on the internet for everybody. That'll be at Infowars.com, and I would guess WillieNelson.com as well. So that's coming up on the 26th of this month, now only 21 days away. Okay, that is enough about the radio show and what the forces of liberty are doing. Thought I would give all of you the good report on how we are certainly giving the New World Order a run for its money, as they say. But the financial end of things ties in with NORTHCOM, with martial law, and with the rest of it. When we come back, I want to start at the beginning with something I covered in detail Friday. Multiple members of Congress have told me off-air, and multiple members of Congress have said on-air, on C-SPAN, a Republican and a Democrat now, but several that are afraid to come on-air have also told me privately, that they were told throughout the week martial law would be declared nationally, physical martial law. You know, the 3rd Brigade is now active, and the Army's going to rotate more brigades in for said civil unrest and for suppressing the American people. That was in the Army Times 2 weeks ago. Of all places, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer decried it this morning on the front page of their paper, saying it's horrible and that martial law is being prepared. Does that mean they're going to activate it? I don't know, but this is no longer just Alex Jones talking about that. See, we told you for years they were setting up for that, and now it's in the Army Times and the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and we'll tell you exactly what's happening with that and on being reported on C-SPAN. Believe me, I didn't wish things were this way. That's just what you find when you actually research. And, you know, I have had a lot of unpopular points of view on air, but they're just facts. I don't come on air and try to be popular. I've always come on air and tried to warn the people about information that was going on. I mean, if I went to urban warfare drills in Texas and California and got footage from Hebron, Maryland, and Swansboro, North Carolina, and other places, we would bring you the video of the Marines and the Army training with role players that were playing the part of Americans to have our families broken up, to have our children taken, and to be put in FEMA camps. And we started covering this back in 1997 with my first film, and I made three more after that, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, in 2002. And now that's gone from, you know, the footage I shot. Back then I would show people this footage and they would see it and they couldn't believe it. They thought it was fake. They thought we had aircraft carriers landing in Oakland, and they thought we had tanks in Oakland, and they thought that we hired thousands of Marines and foreign troops. That was a level of denial 10 years ago. Well, now it's in the Army Times telling you how great it is and saying the Army says they hope they don't have to shoot you. Just hand over the pension fund or things will get rough. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday edition. Before I get into Representative Brad Sherman, Congressman, martial law will be declared a banker bill not passed in the House was the headline Friday morning on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wanted to read you a few headlines. Here's CNBC. Bailout doesn't resolve fears of economy or credit. Stock market drops more than 150 points. Warren Buffett to CNBC. Rescue will bill will help, but not a panacea for economy. That means you'll need to pay more to the private bankers as they become the government. No rescue in sight for what ails economy, Los Angeles Times. Bloomberg, banker czar Paulson hires firm to hand out money to his own company. That's how that works in America. They just hand the money right to themselves. And you can't even question it or review it. Read the bill. Banker bailout bill contains IRS police state provision. Kurt Nimmo has the subsections there for you. It says the bailout bill also gives the Internal Revenue Service new authority to conduct undercover operations. It would immunize, give them immunity from the IRS from a passel of federal laws, including permitting IRS agents to run businesses for extended sting operation, to put their own personal bank accounts with U.S. tax dollars, and so on. So you like all the spies for the phony drug war? Well, now you're going to have IRS spies, and by the way, they get to violate the Fourth Amendment just under the terrorism provision. So just goons everywhere, man, and they get to have all the money they want. See, when tyranny happens, the criminals get control, and they just put the federal treasury into their own bank account. Banker bailout, total financial dictatorship. This from the LRC, Libertarian Party website. Banksters now demanding that Europe pay $440 billion to bail out the continent of Europe. This is out of Reuters. And George Bush's legacy, a $10 trillion national debt and growing. Here's another one. Homeland Security, space-based spying goes live. All those NSA satellites supposedly fight the Russians and fight Al-Qaeda. Oh, they admit it's going to be watching you and your farm or ranch. If you're building a shack and not allowed to, it's going to be used to spy on the public. And local police will be federalized under it, driving around with live satellite feeds in their cars. So we'll cover that from Global Research. Also, the U.K. to spend £12 billion or a billion U.S. dollars to spy on all Internet and phone calls in live time. Now, they're already doing that, but now they're just letting the slaves know, hey, there's no privacy in the U.S. or England. Everything you're doing is being listened to. Okay, part of freedom. And the military will drop by if you don't like it. Also, things are breaking down even worse down in Mexico. 2,000 deaths this year so far in 10 months along the Texas-Mexico border alone. And then another area of Mexico, 49 killed in 1 week of violence in one town in Tijuana alone. That's what happens when the government deals the drugs. Society just completely breaks down. So we'll be covering that. But for those that don't know, NORTHCOM activated more than a decade ago. But NORTHCOM publicly activated after the staged attacks of 9/11. And NORTHCOM is based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That's the real U.S. capital for the executive branch. Congress has been told under PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51, that they can't even be involved in government, basically. And, well, now Congress has to see PDD 51, the entire document, and that's the government's, the executive said you're not allowed to see that. Said you're not even really part of continuity government now. Total violation of the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Congress is co-equal with the executive. The legislative is with the executive. But back on Monday, I interviewed Congressman Burgess from Fort Worth, Republican, and they were told martial law in the House, the leadership of the House will just pass it, and you're not allowed to be in meetings, anybody that's against it. But then physical martial law was threatened Thursday and Friday that the U.S. would go into martial law. And Congressman Brad Sherman, Democrat, who by the way, holds a Harvard degree in this very area of corporations and banking. He's an expert on bailouts. He and others were told that martial law will be declared, and then the president will just do this if you don't. Well, in just a few hours, my great producer, Trey Kincaid, was able to get him on the show Friday, and he said, yes, blood in the streets, U.S. Army running everything. You can go listen to it. It's up on Infowars.com, the 15-minute or about 10-minute interview we did with him. But he said, under the House rules, I was told in confidence, and I can't tell you which congressman were told this or who told me this, but yes, we were threatened with physical martial law. So let's go. This is from C-SPAN. We're going to go ahead now. This is him Friday in the House in the morning during debate being told martial law physically will be declared. Congress will be dissolved. I mean, in Star Wars, Emperor Palpatine didn't do that till Episode 4. You know, after he'd been in power 20 years. And of course, that's fantasy, so it's okay. But here in America, Hitler kept the Reichstag going throughout the war. He never had to dissolve it. They were just puppets. you know, Stalin at least kept the, you know, Duma and the Kremlin, you know, as puppets. But see, here in America, hey, you don't do what you're told, we'll just abolish you. So let's go ahead and play that right here.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
Okay, now, I told you the military is gearing up for martial law. I told you years ago that when Bill Clinton first set it up, secretly, that NORTHCOM is a directorate, a military operation zone over the United States, like CENTCOM or SOUTHCOM. Okay? And in their own documents, they say they'll use foreign troops to suppress the American people. And they'll also hire felons. Don't believe me? Just Google that. It's mainstream news. They come out and tell you it's good. Now it's in Army Times. Now it's in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. The Army Times is saying it's wonderful. Post-Intelligencer is saying it's horrible. The point is that the military does not like this. The low-level people, the higher-ups, they love it. And they're basically getting the good guys out of the military and hiring illegal aliens and felons. And if you don't know about that, just Google it. It's AP, Reuters. Of course, they're telling you it's good, though. Oh, aggravated felons, they're illegal aliens, make great troops. I'm not making that up. That's what Stalin did. He hired felons out of the jails. Hitler did that. His SA that took him to power were mainly criminals. You can't make this up. Now, the private bankers are taking over the society. This is a complete takeover. They engineered all of this, and the bailout is going to make things worse, not better. I'm not the only one saying that. Hundreds of top economists are. Later in the show, next hour, call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors, tell them to tune in, whether you're listening on KCXL in Kansas City or News Radio 590 KLBJ in Austin or KCAA in San Diego, and affiliates all over, the Sunshine Network in New York State, three stations there, stations in Florida, stations in Wyoming and Utah and Colorado. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. I'm going to take calls starting now when we come back after the news. Then I'm going to cover this all in detail the start of the next hour. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're just here calmly playing congressmen from C-SPAN saying they were told vote for this or we'll just declare martial law. And then, of course, the banker bailout bill gives the private banks dictatorial power to snatch up other financial institutions, to sell any government property, to nationalize the country. Same thing the central banks do every day in third world countries. We have loaded phone lines. Here's the toll-free number. You can call in after you hear somebody hang up. 877-590-5525. 877-590-KLBJ for the namesake station that we bring you this show from. Also, if you have family listening on the Internet, not just on AM and FM affiliates across the country, or say you're listening on shortwave or satellite, call your friends and family. Most people have computers. Tell them tune in at the streams at Infowars.com. Many of our affiliates, like News Radio 590 KLBJ, they have a great stream. In fact, I would say it's even better than the streams we have at Infowars for this Sunday show because it comes right out of the studio. And that's at 590KLBJ.com. Okay, I am going to go ahead and go to your phone calls. And we're going to go to these in order. I hope they're about the martial law and the bailout and everything that's happening. But we'll entertain. We don't screen your calls. Whatever you're calling about, that is fine. Greg in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, it's funny you talk about, actually it's not funny, but when you try to tell people that the Federal Reserve is not part of the government, they look at you like you have three heads. And I tell them, I use your phrase, it's about as Federal Express. And they just don't get it, that it's a private banking cartel. And it's like, you know, I make your videos at this and that, I belong to Prison Planet and all this stuff, and it's like, and you send them the links, you send them this, and they're like, oh, I don't believe it. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's been in the past. I mean, more and more people are really listening. But look, 5% won the Revolutionary War against the British Empire. We have a lot more than 5% of the country now. I mean, I've been on thousands of radio talk shows, even where the talk show host is attacking me, and almost every caller calls in and agrees with me. It's not about left and right. It's about the elites controlling both parties and using the country as their private cash machine that they're looting. There are certainly a lot of people, I'd say 35-40%, that will never wake up to anything. They're in the left. They're in the controlled right. But they don't matter. And they're going to get hurt worse and worse by believing the lies, and they're finally going to wake up.
Well, I got my fingers crossed because, like, for example, like, I mean, something, this is major, and then something minor, like you had those people in Missouri, the Obama Truth Squad, where they had prosecutors and law officers saying that they were going to forcefully go after anybody who...
No, they said anybody that violates the state laws, what they say about Obama in any ads, we are going to aggressively prosecute them. And then, even listeners of this show were in denial about it when it was in scores of Missouri newspapers. It was on Missouri TV. It had the prosecutors themselves saying it. Again, it's hard to believe the Army says they want martial law or are ready for martial law. It's hard to believe they're trying to intimidate the First Amendment. And no, our criticism of Barack Obama's campaign trying to intimidate people doesn't mean we're for McCain. This is a stage deal. The point is we're against anybody that does stuff like that. Okay, so don't put me in one of your controlled left-right groups out there, folks. We're here as constitutionalists. Ryan in Las Vegas, Nevada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just want to say, like, all my friends, they're all waiting for, like, a certain day for this to pop off, for, like, a hydrogen bomb to be dropped and martial law to be called in. But the New World Order, like, we're living it every day.
Yeah, this is a financial terrorism. This is a financial 9/11 that we're witnessing, and I'm going to cover that next hour, the facts of how it's been orchestrated by a global group of private bankers.
Yeah, and then I just want to ask you something. Of course, you got of the part of the elitists, you got the dominant bloodlines, the international bankers, and the worldwide intelligence agencies. I wanted to ask you what your opinion on the Jesuit order controlled the Vatican, like how that fits into the, like, all-seeing eye, like, on the BRICS, and, like, what... You know, I'm like.
Sure, let me comment on that. I don't get into bashing Jews, bashing Catholics, bashing Protestants, bashing Chinese, because that's divide and conquer. The New World Order has a global system. They love to play us off against each other. Am I upset by the corrupt, bad things the Israeli government does, where they admit in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post that the Israeli government has staged terror attacks before as a pretext to take the liberties of Israelis living in Israel. And they arrest a lot of people in Israel who criticize the government's secret nuclear program. They don't have a lot of free speech there. But it doesn't mean I'm against Israel or the Jewish people themselves. Just like I'm against the Catholic Church covering up all of the pedophilia for 30, 40 years. And then now look at what's come out. I'm fully against that. And I'm against Pat Robertson coming out and saying, I want a global warming tax. Global warming's real. Again, I myself grew up a Protestant. But that doesn't mean then that when I bash Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio, who basically said Jesus isn't the Messiah, we've got to worship Israel, he rejoices when Palestinians are killed. That doesn't mean all Protestants are bad. It's bad people in these movements. But certainly, the Jesuit order has been involved in all sorts of intrigue and corruption. Anything big and institutional and old, statistically, historically, power corrupts absolute power, corrupts absolutely, is going to be involved in all sorts of bad things. And that's why we as a people have to keep government small, keep institutions small, not trust anyone in a high position of power. That doesn't mean dislike them or hate them, any of these groups. It means keep an eye on what's going on. But I don't like to get into all this religious fighting, folks. You know, I don't get up here and bash Muslims either, even though I think there are some bad Muslim sects, some of the Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia who belong to the Sunnis. Are involved in some really bad things to women and other people, and I don't agree with them. And so I speak out against that, but it doesn't mean I'm bashing Muslims themselves. Very diverse group. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Dwayne in Central Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, number one, everything, I've been listening to you. I actually debated you back when I was in college and visited UT with the YCT way back. But
Young Conservatives of Texas and the La Reconquista Aztecs came up and grabbed the cake and were throwing it around everywhere?
Yeah, back in the days. But the thing is, I noticed you changed, and I have observed a lot of this stuff, and I said, man, the things that you say are actually coming true, and we have seen the follow-up.
Wait a minute. Are you that big black guy that came up and grabbed the microphone away from me?
No, I didn't grab a microphone from you.
Well, no, but I gave it to you. You came up and said, give me the microphone, and I said, okay, go ahead. Was that you?
Nah. I didn't do that. But Only thing I'm just...
Well, I mean, but if you were there at that event, you saw that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy did start kind of grabbing at it, and I said, okay, here, you can have it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to show free speech.
Yeah.
You didn't witness that if you were there.
No, I was at a different one. It might have happened at a different time.
Well, I was there a few times, yeah.
Yeah. But only thing I'm just saying is, this is the follow-up to 9/11, mm-hmm. and there are people here who want a Star Trek world, a one-world government, where everybody is processed through the system.
Well, speaking of Star Trek, you know, their symbol is the United Nations symbol put over a star field. So, and there is a UN running the planet in that show. That's called predictive programming, where the media tells you what they're going to do later with these archetypal television shows.
And a lot of these people, I'm just going to put it like this quick because I don't want to take up your time. They're saying that a lot of well-educated people back one of the candidates, Obama, these folks don't question anything. They think it's good to have a world government. They think it's good to do what they tell you to do. And I'm just saying that I know you're not backing one candidate over the other, but the thing is, I think the powers that be are backing one guy 1,000% over the other guy. And that's
Well, listen, I hear you. It is true, and I've looked at the numbers from the Elections Commission. Obama has gotten three times the contributions from Wall Street that McCain has. And that is a fact. But again, either way, the New World Order wins. That's why I'm not even weighing in on this. This country is in a lot of trouble. I think I've got time to take one more call, don't I? We don't. We got a break here. When we come back, I'm going to try to hurry through your calls and go to Ted, Dan, Yvonne, David, Paula, and others. 877-590-5525 is the toll-free number to join us. Again, don't forget the premier alternative news websites on the web, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. We'll be right back.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Anyone willing to trade liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security." Now, Mercer Films brings you Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
Uncivil Liberties, the movie that will transport you to a society where the government monitors the moves of every citizen in the name of national security.
The whole country's on a bus. The crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
UncivilLiberties.com, because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A new world order. What did George Bush Sr. call for? What has almost every president and leaders of Europe been calling for, including Gordon Brown on a daily basis, and Sarkozy of France and Merkel of Germany? A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. A new world order. What did What did the Trilateral Commission documents that are public in the mid-70s say? They said they would get everybody extended in credit through the private banking system and implode it and set up a world banking system with world government powers. And in England and in all across the planet, in Japan, in the United States, governmental powers are being handed over to basically do whatever they want. They're being given governmental power. They are becoming the government. It is a corporate takeover of countries. The bankers inflate your currency, buy real assets with it. Then they bankrupt everything after they've already moved the assets to where it's safe. Then they bankrupt the dummy corporations, the front banks, and then convince you you've got to prop it up or the economy will fall. And really all they're doing is fully devaluing the currency while they continue to buy real assets with it. On the Drudge Report, it says banks modifying large numbers of mortgages developing. I know a lot of Austin realtors, some of which are very successful and sell multi-million dollar homes. And they told me starting about 2 years ago, they would just have people at the very end of closing say, oh, we're not going to do this deal, by the way, unless you sign this form saying we can modify the mortgage however we want in the future. And the families were so happy, you know, with their houses, selling or buying, they would sign it. Well, now they're going to use that. Ah, sharecropper contract. It says they can do whatever they want. And there's going to be bailout after bailout after bailout. Like they're saying they need more now. And they're saying, oh, it isn't 800 and something billion. First 700 and 800 in a few days. It's really 5 trillion in the fine print, as Bloomberg reported a week ago. 5 trillion, and they're going to devalue your currency. They're going to issue all that liquidity, and it's going to devalue your savings. But it doesn't matter, huh, does it? Let's go ahead and talk to Evian, I believe, in Nashville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Kayonda, Senor Jones.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, doing very well, sir. I have to put out a call right now because we have a debate here on Tuesday. And they've got Nashville locked down right now as far as the martial law game is concerned, up and around Belmont. Got it all chained up. And it's going to be very interesting because they are private debates. And your average American citizen cannot show up at these debates. So I implore everybody in the Southeast, if you can make it.
Who's having private debates?
The debates at Belmont, they were issued tickets through, they called out, I believe it was a very sketchy scenario, but they called out of a private, they gave it to a private organization. Now, I don't know if they called landlines or cell phones, but they called out.
Are you talking about a presidential debate?
What's that, brother?
I don't know what you're talking about. What debate, sir?
the presidential debate.
Yeah, okay. And of course they call them town halls, but they're not. I mean, they make people sign a contract saying they, you know, won't make any noise, won't do anything. But not just in debates, in these fake town halls, they if it's a Republican event, they go around looking for bumper stickers that are Democratic, then they'll arrest you and throw you out off the name you sign inside. Or if it's a Democratic event, they go around looking for the Republicans, vice versa.
Indeed. Well, I implore anybody who can come down, please come down to Nashville on Tuesday and just engage. Because you can't get in, so you may as well just stand outside and engage.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you. Does anybody want to talk about the bailout, the banker takeover bill? Let's talk to Dan in Connecticut. You're on the air, Dan.
Oh, excellent. I did want to talk about the bailout bill.
You're on the air.
Yeah, excellent. Well, the good news is a lot of people around here have figured out that it's not only a bad idea, but that it's not going to work.
Well, it's not, but see, it's like the war on drugs. We have triple the heroin, double the cocaine. We had just 12 years ago. We've gone from 300,000 people in prison to 4 million in prison and more than 10 million in the system. There's police spying on everyone here. The children are trained to spy on their parents. It's meant to militarize. How did the British and the United States and others bring down China 150 years ago? They brought in opium. They got control of the gangs. They got control of the police over 20 years. And they broke the country in 10 parts. It's the same thing here. That's why the government ships the heroin and cocaine in, so that they then have the pretext. The same thing with the bailout. You're told it's meant to save the economy. It's actually meant to destroy the economy.
Totally humorous. We basically sign a promise to repay the banks so we can borrow the money they create out of thin air to give it right back to them. I mean, I can't say it doesn't get any funnier than that. Because I'm pretty sure it'll come up with something even funnier.
Well, I mean, to put it simply, all of these bad mortgages could have been paid off for less than $100 billion.
Oh, yeah.
And again, this isn't my opinion. I told everybody 2.5 years ago it would all start with the subprime mortgages. That way they get to blame it on the American people. No, what happened is the banks took credit card debt, they took housing loans, they took hundreds of other instruments, and then they took those debts and called them assets and sold them into the world market into over $1,000 trillion. And so now, again, while the money was still worth something before they had devalued it, they bought real assets. Now they leave us holding the bag. Go ahead.
Well, there's some other good news. Basically, we've had a lot of people around where I am run for office, myself included,
mm-hmm.
and we actually got a lot of people to write letters to the editor about the Federal Reserve. And it's been really amazing, like the amount of people we got woken up out here. So hopefully 2010, 2012, you know, we can, you know, assuming that things are the way they are.
And assuming you can remove the touchscreen electronic voting machines that have been proven to be a fraud. Good to hear from you. I'm going to break down the entire financial situation when we come back in the next hour in detail and continue to take calls as well. Ted in Austin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling in about the bailout.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we all know that Fannie Mae is kind of at the heart of the housing bubble, which led to the bailout. And I just
That's the excuse. It's actually part of it.
Have you looked at the investigation that's going on with Barney Frank right now about how he was in the homosexual relationship with Herb Moses, who was the executive at Fannie Mae for 10 years?
Yeah, look. They're getting ready to pin this on Barney Frank, who I'm no fan of. Barney Frank just got control of the banking committee 2 years ago. Barney Frank, I mean, it's like they had the Enron scam, and hundreds of billions of dollars were stolen, and all those other big corporate scams in 2000, 2001, 2002. And so they go and they grab Martha Stewart, who basically stole a stick of bubble gum if she did anything, while the real bank robbers, you know, engaged in things thousands of times bigger. And they used her because the American people have no idea of the scales of wealth, thinking her $14 million, you know, impropriety of selling her stock when she knew it was going down was bad compared to, you know, all the real crimes. So they're setting him up as a patsy. Barney Frank should get in trouble. Well, I'm going to let you finish your point, and then I'm going to explain what Barney Frank should really get in trouble for.
I was going to say that they're using him as a patsy. If you do a little research, I think the the thing about him having the gay prostitute in his apartment.
Underage.
It's all going to come out. And just like you said, he's going to be used as a patsy. So I just wanted you to comment all that if you could.
Sure. They always have to have scapegoats. They can't send Henry Paulson or they can't send Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke or former Fed Chairman who ran all this. Ron Paul, by the way, a week and a half ago on my show, called for both of their arrests. That's up on Infowars.com. You want to go watch that. But the point is they should be arrested. Instead, they'll take the new, I mean, I've seen O'Reilly on TV, and he's definitely an operative, saying it is our job to basically get you and you're bad, Barney Frank. Now, Barney Frank was running in Maryland, and he also got caught with some stuff in Florida, running a huge three-story townhouse filled with 14, 15, 16-year-old underage male prostitutes. Okay, but I mean, why don't they talk about Dennis Hastert and you know, the stuff with him? Now, see, no, this is to be done selectively. This is to be done selectively. And so he came out, gave a press conference, and he said, if I go down, I'm going to name names of who was visiting the brothel. Ladies and gentlemen, have you seen how many Homeland Security deputy directors and how many of these people have been caught with five-year-old kids and caught, how many congressmen, you know, caught trying to go after underage kids and pages and the rest of it? But in some cases, 4 or 5 years old. You don't get in their club unless they have dirt on you, and they don't trust you. Now, 30, 40 years ago, it was a small number in Congress, maybe 10%. Now, a large portion of them, and they can't control themselves, so they're in bathroom stalls and everywhere else, a large portion of them are part of a pedophile ring. I mean, folks, I snuck into Bohemian Grove, okay, and you can see my film Order of Death on that. But it's mainstream news that jets land with just male prostitutes, male porn stars, you name it. Remember Jeff Gannon, over 100 visits after midnight at the White House? He was a White House correspondent, Bush. Oh, my God. Again, you have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, how much trouble we're really in here. All right, we'll be right back. Come back after the news and take more of your calls and break down the real financial situation.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.